From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab governments back Iran nuclear agreement, but seek U.S. assurances. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking Monday in Doha, Qatar, announced that Gulf Cooperation Council is backing the nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it will enhance regional security. Mr. Kerry acknowledged the foreign ministers of GCC that he met with sought U.S. assurances in the form of closer cooperation.
We intend to build an even stronger, more enduring, and more strategic partnership with particular focus on our cooperative counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and also on our cooperation in countering the destabilizing activities taking place in the region.
Some GCC members have questioned whether the Iran deal could result in an empowered Tehran that, free of crippling sanctions, could destabilize the region. Mr. Kerry was in Singapore Tuesday for talks with Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and other top officials that focused on the stalled Trans-Pacific Partnership trade talks. Tuesday's visit to the island state came days after TPP talks in Hawaii collapsed, in part over disagreements among the dozen member nations over the length of patent and data protections demanded by Western pharmaceutical companies. A prominent Burundian human rights activist was shot and seriously wounded Monday by gunmen on motorcycles. The shooting of Pierre Claver Mbonimpa, a critic of President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for re-election, follows the assassination Sunday of the president's former security chief in a drive-by shooting. The country's been in turmoil since Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to seek another term in office, a bid roundly criticized by the international community. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the military launched its first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik Air Base in recent days. The U.S. launched attacks against non-Islamic State forces who attacked U.S.-trained Syrian rebels fighting the IS or ISIL group. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday defended the widening of the U.S. role in Syria.
And we have made clear that these fighters have been trained and equipped to participate in our counter-ISIL effort. And our coalition has been involved in that train and equip effort, and our opposition will be engaged, and our coalition will be engaged in protecting their ability to take the fight to ISIL on the ground. And that means protecting them so that they can carry out that fight against ISIL.
The deepening U.S. role in Syria has been criticized by Russia, which called for an end to foreign intervention in the conflict. Britain Monday promised tightened new immigration rules as migrants by the hundreds try to breach security and make their way to Britain from France through the Channel Tunnel. Greg Clark is Secretary of State for communities and local government.
So what we're saying is that we're going to crack down on those rogue landlords that exploit the immigration system by deliberately renting properties to people who don't have the right to be in this country. In future, they'll need to check whether someone is able to reside in this country, and if they willfully flout those rules, then it will be a criminal offense.
Meanwhile, Channel Tunnel security has been beefed up on both sides of the border. France is also calling on Britain to provide more help, dismantling illegal immigration networks. French police briefly detained the chief of staff of Gabon's President Ali Bongo Monday, part of a corruption investigation. Maxent Akrombessi was about to board a plane for Libreville. Gabon denounced the arrest as deplorable. The French press agency says the arrest is part of a probe into an awarding of a contract to a French military uniforms manufacturer. Secretary of State Kerry said Tuesday in Singapore the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in weeks, losing nearly 23% of its value in the opening moments of trading, but later recovering some lost ground. By day's end, the market closed down 16%, with bank stocks battered as the government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors. The Caribbean U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico has confirmed it failed to make a $58 million debt payment due Saturday, a move that amounted to a default for the first time in its 117 years. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla shocked investors in June when he said the island's debt, totaling $72 billion, was unpayable. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.